Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Navanita Adhikari Srivastav with the World News. The headlines. U.S. President Donald Trump rules out any deal with Iran and calls for unconditional surrender. Iranian president says some countries have begun mediation efforts to resolve ongoing conflict in West Asia. Taliban forces claim to have killed 30 Pakistani soldiers during clashes erupted along Durand Line border. Balendra Shah's Rashtriya Swatantrata Party in Nepal heads for landslide victory as counting of votes for general election underway. U.S. and interim authorities in Venezuela agree to re-establish diplomatic and consular relations. And in All England Open Badminton Championships, Lakshya Sen to face China's Li Shifeng in quarterfinal clash tonight. As the conflict in the West Asia entered its seventh day, United States President Donald Trump has ruled out any deal with Iran and called for its unconditional surrender. In a social media post, Mr. Trump said U.S. and its allies will work tirelessly to bring Iran back from the brink of destruction, making it economically bigger, better and stronger than ever before. On the other hand, Iranian President Masoud Pezeshkian has said that some countries have begun mediation efforts to resolve the ongoing conflict with the United States and Israel. In a social media post, he said Iran is committed to lasting peace in the region, yet they have no hesitation in defending nations' dignity and sovereignty. However, Iranian Foreign Minister Saeed Abbas Araghchi has said that the United States bears full responsibility for the current situation, a report.
Israeli airstrikes pounded the capitals of Iran and Lebanon as the U.S. apparently struck an Iranian drone carrier at sea, intensifying its attack. The Israel Defense Forces said that around 50 fighter jets of the country's air force carried out the strike, targeting the underground military bunker linked to the late Iranian Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei. Iranian state television announced a new missile attack, including the Islamic Republic firing of its larger Khorramshahr-4 missiles. Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, IRGC, today said its aerospace forces launched the 21st wave of Operation True Promise, utilizing swarms of suicide drones and the advanced Khyber missiles with cluster warheads to target Israel. In the war, 1,230 people in Iran were killed so far, and more than 120 in Lebanon and around a dozen in Israel. Six U.S. troops have also been killed. The war has already caused a spike in oil prices, and Qatar's energy minister warned that it could bring down the economies of the world, predicting a widespread shutdown of Gulf energy exports that could send oil to $150 a barrel. VC Pramod for World News.
Afghan authorities have said that Taliban forces killed 30 Pakistani soldiers during clashes erupted along the Durand Line border. Taliban Defense Ministry spokesperson Inayatullah Khwarazmi said the fighting took place in Shorabagh district of Afghanistan's Kandahar province, where Taliban fighters captured a Pakistani military outpost. He said Taliban forces destroyed the outpost with explosives after Taliban forces captured the post during the clashes. Khwarazmi claimed that 30 Pakistani soldiers were killed during the fighting, including 20 who were deployed for reinforcing the outpost. He stated that Taliban fighters captured five Pakistani military posts in the Dan Patan area of Paktia and entered posts Top Sar Khoch Karam and Anzer Ki Sar. On March 3rd, Afghan authorities said that its forces carried out retaliatory strikes on Pakistani military bases following recent air raids by Pakistan Air Force inside Afghanistan. The Afghan Defense Ministry said its forces targeted several key military locations near Pakistan-Afghanistan border, including areas linked to Kabul, the Alisher district in Khosht, Jalalabad and Kandahar. According to Afghan officials, their forces have captured multiple Pakistani military posts in Kandahar province, specifically in the Spin Boldak and Shorabagh district. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar met leaders of various countries on the sidelines of Raisina Dialogue 2026 in New Delhi. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar informed that he held meetings with Foreign Affairs Minister of Malta, Ian Borg, as well as Mauritian Foreign Minister Dhananjay Ritesh Ramphul. The minister also met Foreign Minister of Bhutan, Leon Po Dien Dungyel, as well as Foreign Minister of Sri Lanka, Vijita Herat, on the sidelines of the Raisina dialogue. Dr. Jaishankar also held meetings with his counterpart from Kenya, Musalia W. Mudavadi, and Foreign Minister of Seychelles, Barry Faure. This is Akashvani. You are listening to World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. Counting of votes is ongoing in every constituency of Nepal. Popular face for Nepal's prime ministerial candidate, Balendra Shah, contesting from Jhapa 5, is ahead as compared to his rival former Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli. More from our Kathmandu correspondent.
Out of 165 constituencies, as of now, final results have been declared from 6 constituencies of Nepal. Among the 15 mountainous districts of Nepal, transportation of ballot papers by helicopter was delayed on Friday evening due to adverse weather in 3 districts of Sankhubasabha, Dolpa and Gorkha. Meanwhile, the counting of votes is ongoing in the remaining places. Rashtriya Swatantra Party is leading in 113 constituencies under first-past-the-post system. By present speculation, it appears that Balendra Shah may rise as the new face of Nepal. As of now, Balan himself has secured 13,654 votes, while his rival, former Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli, has received 3,011 votes. Shweta Singh for World News, Kathmandu.
The United States and interim authorities in Venezuela have agreed to re-establish diplomatic and consular relations. In a statement, the U.S. State Department said this step aims to foster a peaceful transition to elect new government in the South American country. It added that this step will facilitate their joint efforts to promote stability, support economic recovery, and advance political reconciliation in Venezuela. The U.S. had captured Venezuela's President Nicolas Maduro in January, setting off a chain of changes in the country, including the swearing-in of interim President Delcy Rodrick. The two countries have since gradually resumed bilateral relations after Rodrick's interim government expressed interest in rebuilding ties with Washington. Kosovo President Vjosa Osmani today said she was dissolving parliament to pave the way for an early election after lawmakers failed to elect her successor. The development marks a new crisis in the Balkan country that already went through a snap vote in December after a nearly year-long political deadlock. Kosovo's assembly had a deadline of midnight Thursday to elect a new president to replace Osmani, who took office in 2021. A vote failed due to a lack of a quorum in the 120-member assembly yesterday. In All England Open Badminton Championships, Lakshya Sen will clash with China's 6th-seed Li Shifeng in the men's singles quarterfinals in Birmingham tonight. World number 12 Lakshya had entered the quarterfinals, beating Hong Kong's NG Kalong Angus 21-19, 21-23, 21-10 in the round of 16 match yesterday. World chess champion D. Gukesh defeated Spain's David Anton Guijarro in the ninth and final round of the Masters section at the Prague International Chess Festival in the Czech Republic. And now, before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. U.S. President Donald Trump rules out any deal with Iran and calls for unconditional surrender. Iranian president says some countries have begun mediation efforts to resolve ongoing conflict in West Asia. Taliban forces claim to have killed 30 Pakistani soldiers during clashes erupted along Durand Line border. Balendra Shah's Rashtriya Swatantrata Party in Nepal heads for landslide victory as counting of votes for general election underway. U.S. and interim authorities in Venezuela agree to re-establish diplomatic and consular relations. And in All England Open Badminton Championships, Lakshya Sen to face China's Li Shifeng in quarterfinal clash tonight. That concludes tonight's World News Bulletin. For more updates, stay tuned to Akashvani. Good night.